Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our Exalted Lord. Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. In this crazy, mixed-up world in which we live, mankind has attempted over and over across the centuries to create their own god or gods. They have built images and then worshipped those images as if something they had created themselves could suddenly save them from their sin. Save them from themselves. But of course it will never work. Man cannot create his own God. Back in the beginning, close to the time of creation, after the flood, there was a man who raised himself up and wanted to be a leader among nations. He was a mighty man among the men of the earth. And Nimrod said, "You come, and we will build an altar and a tower, and it will go up into the heavens, and we will raise ourselves up to God." Of course, you cannot exalt yourself, or a group cannot exalt themselves to be above all of the others on the earth, and thereby find the God that they are seeking. There is only one God. He is the God who created all things. He is the God who loved us so much that his own dear Son came into the world to give us what we needed so desperately, salvation from the sin of the world. And that is the God that will be exalted. He is the one who is exalted, and we need to exalt him in our own life. The question arises, am I exalting God in my life? Am I placing him above everything else, above every other person, place, or thing? I want my God, our God, to be exalted supremely. I want you to join with me and with all others who are seeking after God sincerely and exalt God as the Lord of our life, the one who is in control. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence this day, we want to acknowledge that you truly are our Savior and our Lord. You are the one who is in control of our life and of all things. Be exalted, Lord, above everything. Guide us, direct us, fill us, and use us. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.